You know what I'm shaking my head at this week, Samantha? I am totally shaking my head at all the adults that have decided to kick the chicken wing, the beloved chicken wing, to the curb.
Did you take a survey? Like, where'd you get this information from?
Well, I feel like nobody likes the chicken wing anymore. They want that pressed chicken nugget for adults.
You mean the boneless?
That's right. Oh, the boneless sounds fancy. All right, I'll have the boneless. And it's not fancy. It's a pressed piece of meat.
It is. It's an adult chicken nugget.
It's an adult chicken nugget. It's breaded, it's pressed, and then it's all sauced up. So you don't even know if it's chicken. It could be anything.
So is it one step up from McDonald's because they sauce it for you?
They sauce it for you, right? You're not dipping it in two. It comes already dipped. And now all of a sudden, people have issues with the chicken wing, the beloved chicken wing that was served us so well for so long.
Ah, the 10-cent chicken wing.
The 10-cent chicken wing, right? Remember, I'll get 15 chicken wings, please. And that will be perfect and we'll break the bank. I get that the price has gone up because it's different times. We're old ladies now. Yeah. But now, I guess my message, Samantha, is why are we so afraid to lick our fingers?
Well, you aren't, because even though they're dirty, you lick them.
I'm going to lick them. That's the beauty of the chicken wing. And I don't like to lick anything, but fingers I will lick.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, Samantha, oh, Samantha. That's my new theme song. Samantha, Samantha, wah, 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 Samantha.
That, why is it your theme song? That should be my theme song. My theme song. It's my theme song.
You can't have a theme song because you don't know your theme song.
I do know my theme song.
Your theme song. I want to revisit this. Your theme song.
Da, shake that, eh? Shake that, da, da, da.
Shake that da, nasty da, thing.
Da, 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 da.
Yours is, let's just, yours is shake that nasty thing. Mine is who can turn the world on with her smile.
Oh my God. Okay.
We're in very different places.
We apparently are. I like a little funk.
And I like a little, like, just like, hi, it's the obvious. Little you can 70s. Take a nothing day, suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
My God, you're going to be running in a field of flowers with, like,
right?
Like a long dress on and your hair flowing in the wind.
I'd like to wear something that's crocheted.
You're like a 70s right? flower child.
And then I want to do, remember that Coca-Cola commercial from the 70s? I'd like to buy the world a Coke. In, or something in perfect
Furnish
harmony.
With
right, right.
Yeah, okay.
It's the real thing. Coke mm-hmm. is right.
They should go back to that.
They should. That was a fun one.
That was a good one.
Right? That was a good one. That was a good one. Okay. Okay. I was going to just jump because I got stuff to say, but let me just be polite. How was your week? How's your week going? Let me just deal with the housekeeping first. How's your week been, Samantha?
Oh, thank you for remembering, Lisa. That's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Right?
It's insincere, but sweet yet.
Well, at least I said it.
Yes, that's true. My week was lovely, Lisa. How was yours?
Good. It was good. It's been good so far, too. So far. Okay. Can I just
now
launch?
That that's out of the way.
Now that we got the formalities of this shit out of the way, right,
oh my
Samantha?
God.
We're done with the formalities. This is what I need to know. Friends of the podcast, I put a TikTok out there today about it because on my way to work, it was on the news and it's the big news of the day, right? It might even be expired by now. There was a $70 million Lotto Max ticket about to expire.
Yep.
And they were like putting out like an all points bulletin for people. Check your pockets, check your coat, check your this, check your that.
Yeah.
And my question is, Samantha, I don't know about you, but when I buy a lottery ticket, I'm checking it at the earliest convenience because I want to know if I get to move on to my new life.
You are never moving on.
I might move on.
That is such a lie. I would
think about moving on.
You would never think about moving on.
I do believe
maybe 10 to 15 minutes ago, you admitted on the Patreon episode that you would actually only take a week of vacation and then go right back to your job and just not get paid for it.
Yes, I would, because I like to work.
Yes.
So, and I like my job.
You saying that you would actually like change your life if you won $70 million it's a big fat lie.
But I would want to.
You'd be the only $70 million winner that still had $70 million left when they died.
I'd be like, I didn't expect to win that. So I just set it aside, right? I just set it aside. I'll use it another day.
Yeah. Let me just keep working because that's who I am.
Right? I'm just a worker by nature. That's what I do. I work. Right? Oh my God. You would be on the first plane somewhere.
Out.
Right? Wouldn't matter where. You're just on it and gone.
I'm gone. It's the bye. Bye.
Bye. Right? Oh, don't let the door hit you on the way out type of thing. Right?
Yeah.
But my question is, how does it go a whole year? And oh my God, what happens if that person finds it?
They are just like devastatedly.
How do you just shake that one off, right?
You like, don't. You, because your life could have changed dramatically.
Like you need therapy.
Yes. That you can't pay for because you can't pay for $70 million.
And you need a support animal now.
Yeah, and you can't afford the support animal.
And you can't afford the support animal.
$70 million.
You don't have the $70 million, right? But that's what you need. You need a puppy and a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You can't afford them.
No, you can't.
Because you can't afford to get their shots because you didn't pay. You didn't check your ticket.
Oh, my God. How does that happen?
Oh, like, all I hope is that they never, ever find that ticket. I hope they did find it. But I hope if they didn't, it never surfaces.
No, because that would be devastating. Because the lotto, they're pretty strict, hey? The lotto, like... Yeah. You done.
Like, I'm surprised that the lotto can't say that they know. The lotto knows what store it's sold in.
Shut the front door.
But I don't think they've said that, right?
So it was bought in Ontario, though.
Bought in Scarborough, Ontario.
Scarborough?
Yeah. Mm. Right, apparently.
Were you in Scarborough?
No, I checked. Wrong dates.
Because this dates. Is something you would do.
But I found that, remember I had those two tickets? I found those tickets. The dates were wrong.
Okay, fine.
It didn't match up at all.
You're lucky. Would you share?
Would I share with you? I'm not sure if I would.
You're rude.
Well, of course I'm going to share a little bit. Like, I'll give you $1 million.
Oh, thanks.
Right. Right? I'm not paying for all your... troubles and things like that. I'm not going to do that.
No, okay.
No, I'm not going to. I don't know. I don't think you would. I don't. Well, okay. Should we just make a deal? Yes, we should just split it then.
It's fine. It's still $35 million, so that's fine.
Right. Okay. So then that's the deal. And then you start divvying it out as people come out of the woodwork.
Oh, no, there's no divvying. Hey?
Oh, there's divvying.
No, there's not.
Total divvying.
No, there's not.
Totally
no,
divvying.
No, there's not.
Yep. Oh, and look at how it's cousin still, who?
I can still disappear for $35 million.
Right? All of a sudden, all those family members that get invited to the wedding that you hope don't show up, show up. Right? They all of a sudden show up.
Oh,
look at it's cousin Sal. Do you remember cousin Sal? No, I don't know cousin Sal. That's right. Neither do we.
You know what I would do? I would. This is the mean part of me. I would gather all the family together and hold a big party, and they can like we'd you know eat well, drink well, whatever. Give them little parting gifts and stuff like that.
And I'll be off like, at the end.
And that's all you get.
That's all you get, right? So long, farewell. Right? Right? You could do that to them.
Yeah.
Off they go, right? Off they go.
But I'm never going to win it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right? No.
How long have we been playing the lotto and we haven't won squat? All right, Lisa, I'm shaking my head at the Barbie movie trailer.
Why are you shaking your head at that?
Because I wanted to hate Barbie.
I hate Barbie.
I wanted to hate the movie.
No, we do hate the movie.
No, we don't hate the movie.
We hate the movie.
No, we don't. Because you
we
know what?
Totally hate the movie.
I watched the movie trailer. I might actually want to see it.
You want to see the Barbie movie?
Yeah, a real live Barbie and Ken. Because the people who made the trailer made it so interesting that I actually want to spend my money to go see this movie.
The Barbie and Ken movie.
Yes, that's why I'm shaking my head, because the movie trailer people, they're smart. They take all the good pieces and stick them in the movie trailer.
But you know this, so you know it's not good.
No, but you know what? I think they're hyping it so hardcore that it
because it's flopping.
No, it's not flopping. It's not even out yet.
Oh, I thought it was out already.
No. Oh my God. Okay. Pay attention to pulp culture.
That's not my strong suit.
I know. So listen to me. It's not even out yet. And now there's a Barbie B&B, an Airbnb.
I saw that. I saw that on something. And you could go live. You can go rent like the pink house or the pink.
Yes.
Okay. Then here's the deal, right? We can go to it, but I demand the free seats and the expensive seats.
No.
Yes.
You get what you get.
You have free points.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why? Can't you use the free points? But what else do you use them on?
Me.
And me. I'll go to the Barbie. I will, as your friend.
Fine, we'll go to Barbie. We'll have a glass of wine and we'll sit in our judgment pants through the whole thing.
I will. And then, I will have my double set of judgment pants on, because I'll wear one set to judge the movie and one set to judge you wanting to go to the movie. So I'm in double pants, just so you know. Double pants for me.
Double panted judgment today.
Double panted judgments. Canned it out today. Tell you that right now, right?
Oh my God.
And I'm going to order the cauliflower bites.
Of course you will.
Right? And maybe one other snack. Maybe another snack just because.
I'm not paying for your snacks. You buy your own.
We will discuss that there.
No, we will not.
It depends.
No, we will not.
It will have to depend. So anyway. Really, hey, the Barbie. Dear the Barbie movie, we're going to come see you.
Yes, because they show the best parts in the movie trailer. So I'm shaking my head.
How can there be any best parts?
I'm shaking my head at the movie trailer people because you're brilliant.
I'm shaking my head at you because you fell for it.
Whatever, we're going.
All right, Samantha. Okay, well, let's keeping on kind of like fluffy type of topics. Let's talk about what was breaking news this week, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay, dear Ryan Seacrest, do you need to have another job?
Yes, he does.
He does not.
Yes, he does.
I just became anti-Ryan Seacrest over this.
What?
Yes, I am not happy that he is taking on another job to host Wheel of Fortune. He left Kelly to go do this.
I think he left Kelly. Yes, for sure he left Kelly to go do this. I think that it has been in the works for some time for him to take over for Pat Sajak.
I'm sure it has been, but why does he have to do it?
Who
why?
Better to take over the Wheel of Fortune than Ryan Seacrest?
It doesn't showcase any of his talents.
He is hilarious, and
would
he's
you like
be
to
great.
Buy a vowel? But there's nothing funny about the Wheel of Fortune. Would you like to buy a vowel?
That's I woo-hoo. Think he's going to be great.
I think it doesn't make me want to watch. I'm
it
not.
Didn't make it. I didn't watch American Idol because I didn't like him on American Idol.
But you're all okay with you want to buy a vowel?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I'll actually watch the Wheel of Fortune now.
I will not watch the Wheel of Fortune then.
Oh my God, we are. How did we end up on the opposite end?
I feel our friendship is coming to an end. I feel we're going to get a divorce. Or at least a separation.
We used to both love Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, but I don't like him doing this. I think he doesn't need this.
Why are you deciding for Ryan Seacrest?
He needs to get married and start his life.
These are your control issues. This is hardcore control issues for you.
Right. And I have control issues. I don't like change. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the Wheel of Fortune. Number one, I hate the Wheel of Fortune. Hate that show.
It's because you don't know the phrases.
It's because I don't care about it. I don't care about it. I don't care about Vanna. I don't care about buying a vowel. I just don't care. And I'm not happy. I'm not happy. It will not make me want to watch it more. I hope you enjoy it.
Of course I'm going to enjoy it.
I'm not going to.
I think it's totally.
I'm boycotting it, actually.
There are so many people that are thinking like you. Like, people are like, dude, do you need more exposure? Yes, he does. And who are we to tell him not to take something that maybe this lights up his life?
Maybe let somebody else have a job in Hollywood.
He's really good at hosting.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't need to do every job of hosting. Lots of people can host.
Oh my God.
Right? Maybe let somebody else come to Hollywood and try.
He will be great.
I'm not saying he won't be. I'm just saying he doesn't need it. That's what I'm saying.
So are you jealous of the fact that he's got another job?
Not jealous. Not jealous.
You just don't want him as a host.
I don't want him as a host.
So would you want him back as like the Live with Kelly and Ryan?
I'd take him there before I'd take him at the Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to kick Mark Consuelos to the corner?
No, I like Mark too.
Well, however, you can't have both.
Well, I can have whatever I want to have. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Lisa Gibson. No, you can't.
I can have whatever I want. Yes, if I'm 5 years old, I'm going to have a temper tantrum. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Right?
Okay. All right. Okay. We are not going to see eye to eye on this because I think it's perfectly fine for him to be the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Enjoy your new show.
I will because I think it'll be great.
Good.
I mean, it's not happening till like next year, so calm down.
Still, I'm just saying, right? Don't get too excited.
Calm down.
All right.
Okay, yeah. But let's keep talking because Kelly and Mark, Live with Kelly and Mark, is disappointing me. They're disappointing me.
Why are you having issues with them now?
There's no new shows, and they're weirdly pieced together with Ryan being like a co-host.
Because it's a guest summertime. Co-host. Don't they get holidays?
No, you know what?
Oh, okay. Oh, you are double standard Sam.
Yeah, I am
double standard Sam. Just came to play Friends of the Podcast. Oh, you didn't hear the door knocking? That was double standard Sam coming in.
I don't think it's right for them to take a summer hiatus when the rest of the world does not.
Right, but say Ryan Seacrest doesn't need to take another $40 billion job away from somebody is right. Double yes. standard Sam.
Single-handedly, he is bankrupting Hollywood. Okay.
Right.
For okay. sure.
They deserve summer vacation.
No, they don't. Prepare for your summer vacation better than what I'm watching. It is a hack job of
I
piecing
agree.
Together
I'm not loving
the
it
show.
Either.
Right. It is horrible.
I saw one the other day with Mark Consuelos was back and it seemed better. I didn't watch one of the ones with Ryan because I'm over him now.
Oh my God, who's fickle? You're fickle.
I'm fickle.
You're fickle.
I'm fickle.
Way
That's
to go,
fine.
Butthead.
I'm fickle. But I think that they're entitled to take the summer, like some of the summer off.
Why? Because we're still watching. We're still watching in the summer. We deserve to have good shows in the summer. So you got to figure that out, people. You figure it out how you do it all year round.
I guess that's the thing. You know what? Actually, okay. So let's just look at it this way. Dear Kelly and Mark and Kelly, we know you listen. You need to talk to Lisa and Sam because we're going on holidays and we're going to make an extra podcast that nobody will miss because we're going on holidays and we don't want to give them a pitch, you know, all patchwork together, old things. We want to give them something new because that's what uh-huh. they're entitled to and that's yes. what they expect. Right.
Right.
So call us up, Kelly. Right. We can walk you through this.
We got you.
Right. We got you. Right. Because that's what we do. Right. We work extra hard to keep a current podcast coming every week.
Right.
Okay. Might be different when it's every day, though. But then also not making $40 million a month, a year. Uh-huh. Right. So uh-huh. I guess they could probably do a little bit more.
Fine. I'm just saying.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, look at that change.
I know.
Fickle.
Like not yeah. like not like 100%, but a little bit. Okay. More so than when I started. Okay. That's
fine.
So that's fine. Okay. Here's something though. Here's something exciting, exciting, exciting. Guess what I want to do? And I think it's just an activity for one, but I could be wrong. You can do it too, or maybe you already do. I want to dermaplane.
Do you even know what that is, Lisa?
No clue.
Yeah. So why do you want
to
do it?
It has something to do with a razor. Does it get my fuzzies off?
It does, but
good. I want to get my fuzzies off.
It requires prepping your face and moisturizing it and then oiling it and then getting a sharp instrument and scraping your face and then cleaning said instrument. No.
Can't I just scrape it?
No, because you're going to harm your face.
What, like harm it how?
Like it's going to hurt because, you know, a sharp razor on your face is not good to just put on your face with no lotion or oil or anything like that.
I just want to get the fuzzies away.
Yeah. Go get a facial.
I'm not doing that.
Make someone else clean the fuzzies off your face.
I know. I'll clean my own fuzzies, right? And don't talk. You have fuzzies too. You just have longer hair that covers them.
I have fuzzies too, but I don't care.
Right? You have just as many fuzzies as I do.
Uh-huh. I do. Uh-huh. But right? I don't care because my face is my face and I'm not going to defuzz it for other people.
You're not, you don't want to defuzz your face?
No, I don't.
I want to defuzz my face.
Okay, well then.
I think I might be a little fuzzier than you.
Why don't you go to YouTube, type in dermaplane, and figure out how to do it.
No, it sound, now you've made it sound like it's way too much work.
It is a lot of work.
And you know how I feel about that.
Yes, you hate it.
I hate it. I already hate it. I don't want a dermaplane anymore. Uh-huh. Wait a minute, you just squashed my spirit.
Oh my God, I squashed your spirit.
You squashed my spirit.
Yay!
Right? You took something fun that I thought I was going to want to do. And you just killed it, just like
love
that,
it. Samantha. I love it. Thank right? you.
You know what I've been shaking my head at? I've been shaking my head at pigeons. And I know I've done that lots over the years. But uh-huh. This is my question for you. Why is it that pigeons can be respectful during the evening, like say 9 o'clock at night on, but they can't be respectful during the day?
Because they're going to bed just like you, hey?
Like, but where are they sleeping?
On the roof, on the edge of your balcony. Have you seen your apartment?
No, but not my individual one, right? They don't come to us. They know better, right?
They're on the top going,
ah, stop it. Right? Stop it.
That's what they're doing. And they're all like cuddled together going,
do you think they all just cuddle like it's one big cuddle fest?
For sure. They got to keep warm.
They got feathers.
But maybe they like to be around each other.
Do you ever wonder how smart like the birds are, like the crows and stuff? I watched a crow literally, and I know you watched this too, you've seen this too, play chicken to try and drag a dead groundhog, oh. like prairie dog, off the road, right? Don't. He was like trying so hard to like get in between the like, get there, get it back, get in and get out, get in and get out, right?
Yeah, no.
Like, bird, what the fuck are you doing?
Because he really wanted it.
Like, why do you need to eat a dead carcass?
Maybe, do you think the crow...
Have some berries.
Yeah, but do you think the crow is so lazy that it's like, wow, well, somebody already killed it, so why don't I just take it for lunch?
Oh my God, I'm the crow.
Yes, you're
the crow. I would be the crow, right?
That's exactly where I was going, Lisa.
Okay, you're I the gotcha. Crow. I'm the crow. You're right, because somebody's already done the work.
Right?
Right? Then finish the job and get the thing onto the side of the road where I can get it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I
do. You remember
want.
When we were driving up to the lake and and there was a lady on the side of the road? She was picking up the roadkill.
Picking up roadkill.
And she put it in her car.
And you and I were like, did we? No. What? No. Yes.
And this is the northern country.
It's the northern country, right? We stop and get that dead fox. Dead raccoon.
Oh, so gross.
Dead whatever it was.
Oh,
yeah. And put it in our trunk. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Right? Like, I get that you got to clear the roads, but I don't know if she's the one in charge of that project.
No, I don't think she was doing it just for that.
No, I don't
think it was
so
going either. Into a stew, maybe.
Ugh, that's too much. It's just too much, right? Like a hillbilly stew.
It's a hillbilly
stew. Right? It's a hillbilly stew. No, thank you. And hopefully I didn't just offend any hillbillies. If there's hill, I don't even know what a hillbilly is.
No, you don't. Just don't.
It's just a phrase.
It's just a phrase.
Just a phrase.
Okay, Lisa, worst and best summer job.
Okay, my worst job ever was when I was the tour guide at the Sandcastles, right? Temples of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we took people along and it was all these like the world's largest sand castles. And they were all like the Egyptian, like the pyramids and Zeus. And it was all like the wonders of the world.
Uh huh.
Right. So we'd take them on this tour out in 150,000 degree weather and explain to them, oh, and these are the pyramids of Egypt, the great. And then you'd have to memorize, right? The Great Pyramid, blah, 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 blah. Worse, because the people that ran the place were the mob, right? So it was bad. It was a really bad job, right? But I worked with some great people, which made it fun. But it was bad. My uh-huh. best summer job always was working up with Sega Beach.
That's true.
And it was the summer job that I least wanted. My mom was like, you need to have a summer job. And I know Glenna. Glenna's the manager and she's a good friend of mom's. And I'll talk to Glenna and see if she's hiring. And I'm like, I don't want to work at the beach. I don't want to work down there. And it was I would still be working there right now if it was still in it. They were still running it. I would still find a way. Can I just come back for 1 month and work?
Oh my God.
I loved it so much. It was so much fun. This is my best. What about you?
My worst summer job was working for, oh my God, it doesn't even exist anymore. They tore it down. It was a restaurant on 8th Street and it was like a buffet restaurant.
Right.
And I got hired. I was 16 years old. First job ever. And the people that worked there were horrible.
Were they horrible?
They were so mean to new people.
Oh.
And then I was in charge of like, making sure the buffet was filled with stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I had to make a cucumber tower.
Okay.
And they had a cucumber tower and a tomato tower.
Right.
And I couldn't do it. And oh my God. It
sounds complicated.
It's because you have to layer. And I'm like, oh fuck, this sucks. So it was not a great job. And I was fired from that job.
You got fired, hey?
Yeah. Because the people that were working with, like that I worked with said that I was a bad employee. And it's because nobody would train me, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to help me and train me. So I'm just like, okay, bye. See you later. This sucks. Yeah. You suck.
Done.
Best summer job ever. Best summer job ever. I don't know. Did I ever have a best? Well, no, I worked at the crossing. That was a good summer job. That was a good, and money, good money was good.
Yeah. Right.
The money. I did that when I was in university.
So that's a good job.
Money was good.
Yeah.
It was fun and you got lots of cash.
Like my fun summer job was probably too much fun. Like we probably had too much fun. There's too many crazy stories floating around out there. And it was the most fun ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think working at the lake is actually a good job for a kid, right? Like for teenagers. Like
it was, you know, I mean like there was there was no air conditioning and it was hot and it was tourists and it was an old yucky building, so it stunk and you stunk and there were bats. There was a lot of horrible things too, but the overall, right?
Bats.
You need a blow up boat. I'll get you a blow up boat, right?
Oh,
you blow
my
up
God.
A boat and sell a bathing suit and it was just fun because all your friends worked there, right?
Yeah.
So right, and then you were like one big family, right? So you work together, you party together, you drink too much together, the whole bit, right? It was good times, Samantha.
Good times, Lisa.
I want to revisit conversation we had last week.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I actually understood the gravity of what they've done. The conversation was about the cotton candy.
The French's ketchup cotton candy.
Right. So they've taken cotton candy and added ketchup to it.
Yes.
And I don't know if this company, French's, understands the gravity of what they've done to cotton candy.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? Why would you do that to cotton candy? Like cotton candy is God's gift to sugar on a stick. God's gift to sugar on a stick is cotton candy.
Uh-huh.
Melt in your mouth, sugar on a stick.
Well, the only thing you ever ask of anyone who goes to the exhibition
cotton candy.
Is cotton candy.
Cotton candy, right? 54 years old or 53 years old or however old I am. How old will I be?
You're going to be 54.
54, right? I just love cotton candy.
Oh my God.
I think it's the best. And I just think, how dare you disrupt the natural beauty of cotton candy? Right?
Well, I mean, realistically, they didn't ask you because, again, it's not about you.
But maybe they should have taken a survey. Most people would be like, no, it's a horrible idea to flavor cotton candy. Anything other, the flavor is sugar. That's the flavor is sugar.
I saw something where they've also made popsicles.
Yes, that was Mary Beth Martin posted that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too much too.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like you're making people hate ketchup.
You're making people hate French's ketchup.
Right. Hate French's ketchup. Right. Because that's all that that's doing. That's just making me mad at ketchup.
So they probably think this is a good ploy to people for people to go and get this type of ketchup.
Really? Yeah. I'm not going to have any ketchup that's associated with bad cotton candy.
Yeah. It's like, it tastes so good as cotton candy. I can't imagine what it's like with French fries or a hot dog.
Yeah. Like it must be so good if it tastes this good as cotton candy. Imagine how great it must be on my grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh my God. That's what people need to do. I need people to go find this weird cotton candy and put it in food.
We need to find this cotton candy and try it.
I need people to layer it on French fries. I need them to put it in a hot dog. I need them to eat it with a hamburger.
Right, because that's where ketchup goes.
Right?
Right, that's where ketchup goes. So that ketchup cotton candy needs to go where ketchup goes.
I agree.
Right. I think we should try and find some before we go on our trip.
Where do you think it's being sold?
Maybe like Walmart or something?
Yes, I'm thinking Walmart would be
or grocery stores.
Walmart's always carrying weird shit.
They're always carrying weird shit, right? I think we should get some for our vacation that's coming up. Add it to the grocery list.
Oh, don't start.
Start. Why are you stressed out already?
You're stressing me out. How? Shake my head at you because you stress me out
about
buying food for the lake. I don't like grocery. You make grocery shopping not fun.
That is not true.
Yes, it is true. You make it not fun.
Look at how much fun we had last time grocery shopping.
Remember
how funny that was? That was like when something's funny, that's because it's fun. Right? That was fun.
The fake excuses, we like put everything back.
Because I got an emergency call and we were going to have to leave. And go to a better grocery store.
Yes, because we should never stray from the co-op.
Right, because I can't. It's not, no, listen, I'm not trying to stress you out. I guess I have grocery standards. And if having an expectation that our bread products are going to last at least two of the days we're going to be there is too high of a standard, then again, this is another thing that we're learning about each other that's not very compatible.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
We are oil and water.
We overbuy.
We do.
We overbuy. And I think we learned last year that really Michelle should grocery shop for us.
I know, right? Right? Because she brought all the perfect food.
She brought all the good food. And then she made the food that we did have better.
Well, because she's a mom, right? So she comes with that skill set.
I know. And then when she left, we were floundering. We didn't know what to do.
We were back to toaster strudel and waffles.
And hacked up sausage and cheese.
Hacked up sausage and cheese, right? But that's my trademark though, right? Remember?
It's not pleasant for you to have hacked up sausage and cheese.
It's fine. It's just a duller knife.
Uh-huh.
We're roughing it. Oh, so it's all part of just being in the moment, Samantha.
Yes, we're roughing it.
Right? Okay. We're roughing it, right? We're just being in the moment.
But you're going to stress me out.
About what?
Because you are so picky.
About what?
About bread. Buns.
Why do you want to eat shitty buns and bread?
Like, why do we buy fruit? I don't understand why we buy fruit. You never eat it.
We won't get fruit.
You don't eat it.
That's fine. Then that's no banana for your yogurt.
I don't eat a banana with my yogurt.
You put banana on your toast.
I don't put, not really recently.
Okay, well, you did last year.
Well, not this year.
Okay, fine. No fruit.
That's the rule. No fruit.
No fruit. No fruit.
No
platter.
Bread. No bread.
And I guess no bread because you want expired bread and I'm not willing to eat old expired bread.
You know what, folks? She's trying to make me bring my air fryer. I'm not bringing my air fryer.
Oh, Sam. Oh, it's so bulky. Oh, my God. Is it not bulkier than your big cooler or your big lawn chair?
I'm not bringing my air fryer.
It can sit between my legs in the car.
No. No.
I'll hold on to it.
No.
It can go in the back seat on the floor.
You realize that the air fryer will probably break the...
It's not.
It will make that cabin blow up. It's not meant to be plugged into a cabin that's from the 1970s that hasn't been rewired for a while. So
we'll plug it in outside. We'll plug it in outside.
No, I'm not bringing it.
Okay, I'm just saying then don't complain.
Bring yours.
I'm not bringing that.
Don't make that face. me.
I'm not bringing mine.
Tell me to haul mine. Forget
it. Well, I'm
it.
Just saying.
You crazy ass bitch. You, like, okay. Come on.
Listen. Listen. I...
Listen.
Right? And then you gotta have, I gotta have my ginger ale, and I gotta have my small pop, and then I gotta have my medium pop, and I gotta have
I don't need to have big pops.
Right? Will they have milk? And what about, do they have cream? Because I can't
cream.
I can't rough it and have milk in my coffee. It's gotta be cream.
I don't like milk in my coffee. I want
cream.
Okay,
and who's picky? I put either. I can't tell the difference.
Because you're so not.
So.
You're just not that person.
Right, because I'm not that picky.
Because you're lazy and you don't want to do the work. Sorry.
But God forbid,
throw it
the
out
girl
there.
Wants a fresh bun with her sandwich. Oh,
well,
really?
Lisa,
can we get the expired bread, please?
Why don't you bring the fixings to make your own little bunsies there when we get to the cabin?
We'll
right. They don't have an oven.
Right? It's not an oven cabin. Right? We don't need to do that. I'm just saying, right? We will continue to fight over bread. When you look at the expiry date and it expires tomorrow and we're just starting our trip. Right? I'm not eating bad bread. Sorry.
I'm just going to tell you right now that whatever we don't get in Meadow Lake, I am not driving to that dinky little town in the hopes that that gas station is carrying something that you like, because it never does. You have never enjoyed anything that comes out of that gas station other than an ice cream or a pop.
You like the ice cream.
You like the ice cream.
You feel like an ice cream bar. I like Oreos or buy a cake. Right?
Well, then we should just buy a McCain's. Oh, no. We bought a McCain's cake and you never ate that either.
It was a different year. I didn't feel like it last year.
Oh, my God. I can't with you. You know what? Do you drive your husband insane when you grocery shop?
He's going to say that he would just say, I drive him insane. He wouldn't need to add anything more to it, actually. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's get off this, right? Because we're not even there yet. We still have a week before we go.
No, and I'm already ugh.
Yeah, I'm already mad at you about bread, so let's just stop.
I'm mad at you, so
okay, well, that's fine, right? Back at you. Okay, listen, though. Here's something. This is something I caught myself doing. So we were at the co-op, and we were looking for, a rotisserie chicken or something like that for a quick meal. And they have meatloaf, right? They have, nice meatloaf there. I did not buy the meatloaf. Ask me why.
Why?
Because I am the queen of meatloaf making, and I'm not buying somebody else's meatloaf.
And if you could have snapped after that, you
would have snapped, right? I would have snapped. I'm like, I am the queen of meatloaf. That is my signature dish.
It is your signature dish.
It's my signature dish in all my competitions, right? Is the meatloaf, right?
Yeah. Tell them what you put on top.
It's a combination of brown sugar and has a little bit of mustard in it and some ketchup. I know your mom hated it. I know, right? She didn't follow the directions, right? That's what I'm saying.
All right, I'm just
saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay, here's something else, though. It's kind of like a quandary, whatever that is.
Okay.
That's what I feel this is, okay? Mike wants me to drink more milk, right? We're getting older. We should drink more milk. It's blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. You know my issues, right? The fridge isn't quite cold enough for where I like to have the milk. However, I think that I could relax on that a little bit if we brought back powdered quick.
Why powdered quick?
Because powdered quick was the best as a kid.
Not the liquid stuff?
No, I want the powdered. Liquid had a different taste.
Oh, okay.
I want the powder. Do they still make that?
I don't. No clue. No clue whatsoever. Haven't had a milk flavored drink for quite some time.
You don't drink milk. Do you drink milk?
I don't drink milk. No, I don't.
No, right? No. I feel that a lot of the world doesn't drink milk.
I think a lot of the world does not, but I'm surprised that your husband is entertaining or trying to make you drink more milk, because does he really know you at all?
No, because remember when I declared milk was back, because remember it was in the 2 liters?
Yeah.
And I felt that it was back because it was more manageable. And I had a glass and I thought, oh, I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the second glass as much. The next time I'm like, oh, guess what? I'm over it. It was fleeting.
Oh my God. You are so fickle. You bounce back.
Bounce back.
like a rubber band. You're like, right? Ding, so ding,
it was,
ding.
It was such a short window for milk to be back.
It wasn't even a window. It was a fleeting glance.
It was a try, right? I tried. I'm like, ooh, I forgot how much I liked milk. And then when I went back to it, I'm like, oh, geez, I totally remember why I don't like milk.
You're so weird.
Doesn't matter about the container. No, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, Samantha.
I just don't think he knows you. Ugh. I shake my head at the fact that your husband is saying to you, drink more milk, when you haven't had milk in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And your whole thing around it is that it's never cold in the fridge. And then for sure in the summer, you will never drink milk because you never think your fridge gets cold enough.
It doesn't get cold enough. Yeah. No fridge is cold enough. And I'll never ever drink it out of somebody else's fridge. I'll tell you that right now because I don't have control over that temperature.
Oh, see, it's all about control with you.
Right. Except for at the lake. What's the first thing I do when we get to the lake?
Turn up the fridge.
Right. Turn up the fridge.
And then when we leave, we turn down the fridge.
Turn down the fridge, right? Turn down the fridge.
Yeah, we stress it out while we're there, and then we leave it to calm down.
Right, let it calm down while we're gone. Exactly.
Yes. Okay, so apparently your love of watermelon might be helpful for you.
Ooh, okay.
Apparently there was a study that shows eating the watermelon rind is the healthiest part.
The rind?
Yeah, the rind. And you apparently can pickle it. Put it in a smoothie or add it to carrot cake in shavings. Why would you do that?
Why would you eat rind?
Why would you eat the rind?
Like I had a piece of, what's that green melon? Is that the cantaloupe? No, that's the honeydew.
The honeydew.
And it was in like one of those containers prepared by others. Uh-huh. And they cut it weirdly. So when I bit into it, there was a little bit of like, kind of like you can't quite see the rind, but you can feel the rind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't pleasant.
No, no.
That wasn't good to chew on.
No.
I don't want rind. That's like crust. It's like crust.
It is like crust.
It's like crust.
But like,
I don't want to eat the crust.
Do you think if you pickled it, it would be better?
No, because it's still the crust. It's still the parts of the melon that you're discarding. It's the garbage.
But apparently there's nutrients in that.
I can probably take them in a pill.
No, you can't.
You can't. No. Well, then I just think I've lived this long without them. I can. What's another few more years, right?
Good idea.
Right? That's what I think.
Yes.
I think the rind is the crust. It's the crust. And I don't want to eat that. It's the garbage.
You don't eat pizza crust and you don't eat
pizza crust. I never eat the end of the pizza.
No.
Right? Because that's, you know why? That's too much work. Right? It's too much work. It's a lot of chewing.
Is that the theme of the show? It's just too much work.
Just too much work.
It's just too much work.
Over it. It's too much work. Right? It's just too much.
Oh my God.
It's just too much.
Okay. Well, Facebook Tuesday didn't let me down. They pummeled you and your favorites.
Oh, they certainly did.
They took all of them and like mushed them up and everyone had like, I hate chicken wings. I hate KD. I hate steak. I hate hot dogs. I hate, and I'm just like, wow.
The only thing they were saying, they might as well have just been saying, I hate Lisa. I hate Lisa. I hate Lisa. Right?
They actually, and like the biggest thing was nobody liked the R. Carmels.
Nobody.
Which you love to death.
I love to death.
And like, really, you would just, you know, put a sword in your tummy for a KD.
Yeah, I love a KD.
And they really didn't like wings. Like, is that where you got your, that's everybody where I got hates
my,
wings?
My wing rant from, right? Now, everybody, all those same people that hate wings now didn't hate them 20 years ago when they were like 15 cents a wing or 10 cents a wing. Everybody loved them. Oh, let's go to wing night, wing night, wing night.
You know, that's what the 80s were about. It was about wing night.
It was about wing night. 80s and the early 90s, right? Wing night, right? You'd go out with your friends. Let's go have a beer and have some wings. Right? I was on a baseball team. You'd play baseball. Let's meet up and have some wings after. Uh-huh.
Right? And then
we don't know. Now we don't touch wings.
Well, and then it was about like the deep fried stuff, like the mozzarella sticks, deep fried mushrooms, deep fried zucchini.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it was all that good stuff, all the deep fried things.
All the deep fried, right? All so, so good. So yes, they totally did not like what I like.
No.
Not too many of them did. I'm going to wish Weymouth a happy early birthday because her birthday is July the 5th, I think she said.
She did, yeah, that's it.
Right. So happy early birthday. And then I thought when she told me, I thought we should do what are Weymouth's favorite. And I'm like, I can't put her through this. I can't put her through this. Right. As much as I thought that would be awesome for next week. Right. Weymouth's favorites because it's her birthday. I can't put her through this.
I think you should.
Well, we'll ask Weymouth if she, but she's got to have thick skin. Remember when remember we put Kelly Foster through this? Remember? Yes. And she was like, started biting back. And I'm like, hey, whoa, you can't. Haley Sims got a little, right? She was, although I think Haley was egging him on a little bit, right?
A little bit.
She was looking to spar a bit. And I'm like, no, you got to just cry in the corner.
You do. Yes, you do.
That's what you got to do. So nobody liked my stuff. Here's something. So I've been thinking about this. And Cousin Stacy, so HHG's Cousin Stacy said a while, maybe it was a year ago back. She said, when does your experience about your heart attack take on a different meaning from what it was to something that was kind of where you look back and you can kind of find some humor in it, right?
Oh, okay.
Remember we had that conversation? Uh-huh. And there are some things, actually. There's a lot of humor in it because there was some really, I'm going to tell you, right? There's like the shit that goes on in a hospital is kind of funny. And how you just leave all inhibitions. Uh-huh. You don't care.
Nope.
Right? You don't care. So the heart attack part, not funny, right? That was horrible. Not funny. But 4 years ago, right? Look at me now, right? Woo! Who can turn the world on with her smile and who's a pretty girl, right?
Right.
But to Stacy's point, right? One of the funniest things that I remember was how much I enjoyed the male nurse who always came to check on the staples on the inside of my leg.
Oh.
And those staples went pretty much from like my knee right up to like my hoo-ha. And I looked forward. Oh, you need to see my leg. You need to see my leg. And I remember saying, Mike, like if you could just like, it's, you know, it's kind of like just me and him time now. You could just maybe go out to the hallway or go find a coffee.
You told Mike to leave.
Yeah, right. Because this is private time, right? And I just remember thinking, hey, Mr. Hottie. And then all of a sudden it would be like the night he'd be on a day off. And the next day it would be like a woman. I'd be like, huh, really? That just take, there's something about a male nurse that when you are in like despair and your yuckiness, right? There's something about a male nurse that just you can just be like, hey, is that me? That's me that smells, right? That's me. And they'd be like, it's you. Okay, good to know. Good to know, right? Because I smell. I smell a smell, and I feel it's. I feel it's me. Is it me? It's you. Okay, good to know. Right? I'm gonna get my husband to help me with that because when you can smell you,
yeah,
right.
It's not good.
It's not good, right? You don't know where it's from. You can't identify it. You just know it's you, and you can just get clarification. One of my funniest things that I just remember was that how much I enjoyed the male nurses. Uh-huh. So it's nice that there's lots of male nurses out there for old gals like us, Samantha.
Well, yeah. It just brings a little smile to our faces, Lisa.
It just does, right? You know, you just something to look forward to. And they don't ever seem as moody as sometimes, because there's always the stories about, you know, like sometimes you get like a cranky woman nurse. Uh-huh. You don't ever really get that with a dude nurse.
No.
He's just the same, right?
Yeah.
So you just look forward to that. So as I look back on my fourth year, I feel that that there was lots of funny things that did kind of take place.
Well, you know what I remember?
What?
Going back for your teeth.
Yeah, right. Remember, because I didn't have my teeth.
You didn't have your teeth.
I didn't have my teeth. I knew.
I had to go find all your stuff.
Right? Yeah, you go get all my stuff, right?
You're like, Sam, I need my teeth. And I'm like, okay, we're getting your teeth.
Right? And I woke up every morning at like 4 a.m. so I could do my teeth. And it took so long to do my teeth, right? But I could do it on my own. And I woke up at 4 a.m. in the hospital every morning so I could have my teeth in before I would see people.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not pretty, right?
No.
And I didn't want, that was not the image that I wanted to project. Right? Bad enough you already got like bad hair that's sticking to your head and you look gross and then you have a smell. But I tell you, the one thing that I thought was the cat's ass was the catheter.
Oh.
That's a cat's ass, right?
Never having to get up to pee.
Never having to get up. Happiness is never having to get up and pee. And it, and it not be a diaper, right? Because yeah. I feel that that's not quite as happy. Oh, but yeah. Catheter, you can't even tell.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember there being any pain associated. I don't remember anything. I just remember it being like, ah, oh, nice.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Right? So those are kind of just some funny things that I look back on and think, you know what? You had to make a best of a bad situation.
Yes, that's true.
Right? You know, and like every day you'd pick your meals and you'd pick your, and you never ever got everything you'd ask for, right? So you'd ask for a coffee and you'd ask for a cream and a sugar. And some days you'd just get like a sugar. And you'd be like, serious? Like just a sugar? And other days you get just a cream. I'm like, okay. All right.
Right? It's like a little game they're playing with you.
Right. They're just messing with you. Hey, let's see if she gets pissed off at this, right? She seems pretty happy-go-lucky. What's her breaking point? Right. And then you learn the drugs. You learn all about when they say, are you sure? Because it's, you know, you were able to give it to you. Take it.
Oh,
take it. And on the happy face scale, you always want to be a six or above, even if you're not, because it means you're going to get the good stuff.
Oh, OK. There you go.
Just a few little tricks of the trade for anybody. Anyways, right? So I look back and I'm always thankful this time of year for that. And for you, because, right, you know, you kind of got me through that. So thank you.
Well, you know,
right place, the right time, Samantha.
I guess so. Yeah.
I owe you one.
No, I think the paramedics did all the work.
Well, at least you were able to call them.
Well, that was your brother-in-law. Right?
Yeah. So, but doing great and, just enjoying each day as it comes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Exactly. Woot
woot. Woo woo.
But I need to talk about something. And I'm shaking my head at it.
Oh.
The fact that another person fell overboard from a cruise ship.
Why are people why are you on a ship and falling overboard on a cruise ship?
I don't know. I saw on the news this morning and a woman, no, is it yesterday? A woman fell overboard while on a cruise ship, but they were able to save her. They don't always save everyone.
Lots of times they don't save them, right?
She was very lucky that she got saved. But I don't understand.
Because I don't believe, I've never been on a cruise ship, but I don't believe that there's ever a, oops, I fell over. I feel you have to put some work into that process.
I've been on a cruise ship. I don't know how they're falling off of it.
Like they have to be jumping somehow over top of it.
Everything has a railing.
Right. It's like not that, like it's not a canoe.
No.
Right? Like
I don't understand.
I feel that your chances of injury by falling off the ship are so low in the waiver form to read, right? Like the chances of that happening are next to none. Mm-hmm. Unless you're some idiot.
Well, the fact that she survived falling from where she fell into the water, that didn't kill her because that's quite a drop, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, come on.
I shake my head at people. It's like people when they go to like the Grand Canyon I was reading and people like fall into the Grand Canyon taking selfies. What the fuck?
Oh my God. Are you paying attention?
Right? Like, it's like at Niagara Falls, right? When we went to Niagara Falls, I said to you, we got to be so careful.
Yeah.
Because one wrong step and you're going to be dead.
Yeah. And then we went on the tram. Right. And I'm I was iffy about the tram because I'm like, we're going over the swirling water.
Over the whirlpool. Right.
Yeah. Just so and I'm like, and then they were talking. Were they talking about the whirlpool?
Yeah.
And how it just sort of sucks you in. And I'm like, I don't need to know that.
Yeah. Because they're pretty much telling you, right? You will die.
You are never coming out of that.
Nobody's coming to save you. We don't even make the call. It's too late. You're already done.
Oh, my God. So I don't know. I feel sorry for her and the fact that that happened to her. But how does that keep happening?
Oh, that's weird.
It's very odd.
Seems very odd, right? Like people, be careful.
Yes.
Right? I shake my head too.
Ugh. But, you know, Lisa, we've been out of the pandemic now for, what, a year?
Yeah. Good year for sure.
A year. What did you start appreciating more in the pandemic that you used to take for granted earlier?
Haircuts.
I was going to say hair coloring.
Hair color. Haircuts. Right? Like those were some rough months, eh?
Uh-huh. Those were. Right?
Like that was like who would have thought you'd color your own hair?
I know.
Right?
I know.
Because you were not prepared to go gray.
I was not prepared at that time.
Right? No. So even though you went through it, I might be prepared to go gray face.
Yes, I did. And then I stopped that craziness.
Thank God, right? Remember, I'm like, who are you? Let me just remind you, actually, you're not prepared to go gray. Right? We're not there yet.
We are not there yet.
We're not there yet. What about you? What do you appreciate?
I think I appreciate toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Hey, because there was that big threat of it being gone.
Well, and the abundance of it now. So
right. Right. It's now there's always, no worries.
No, now there's no worries. So right, I took it for granted. Now I don't.
All right. Because now you know what a life could be without it.
Well, when people start to hoard, they go hardcore.
And you know what? And I appreciate the fact that we can breathe without a mask.
Yes.
Right. Like that was tough, eh?
Yeah, because I think we took for granted that we could go anywhere and do anything at any time.
Yeah, and it got snatched away real quickly, uh-huh. Right? For the whole wide world.
And we raged against the machine.
We totally did, right?
Only we can.
Oh, hey, nobody was saying, I'm going to drive my big truck and be pissed off at the government, right? Because it's their fault.
Yes, because it's their fault.
Exactly. Okay, you know what I'm shaking my head at?
Uh-huh.
I'm shaking my head at people who decide what laws become laws.
Uh-oh.
I want to share with you, Samantha, a couple weird laws in North America, okay? One of the weirdest laws in Canada is that it's considered illegal to paint a wooden ladder in the province of Alberta.
Like you can't paint the ladder?
Can't paint the ladder.
At all?
At all.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Isn't that weird? And Ottawa, apparently, has something against the color purple. It's illegal to paint your house or garage purple in Ottawa.
Are they scared of Barney?
I don't know. HHG used to say that crazy wore purple.
Oh,
right. She used to always feel that crazy came in purple.
Okay. All right.
In the States, you know, you can't drive your car in reverse on a public road in Arizona.
Why?
I don't know. And here's something interesting in Denver, Colorado. You're not allowed to drive a black car on Sunday.
Is it because it's church day?
Maybe, but these are still legitimate laws that are like still in their books.
No, because they probably don't even realize they're there.
That they exist, right? So why bizarre. Change it? Yeah. Is that weird? So I shake my head at the people who, like, how do you just decide what the law is? Is it like, hey, I think that the new law is going to be that everybody has to use their Kleenex 2 times. That's a law.
That's because you're gross and dirty.
I'm not gross and dirty.
Yes, you are.
I'm just saying it's a waste.
Let's be honest, you'll use your Kleenex 3 to 4 times.
I'll use it until there's holes in it.
That's
right?
So gross.
My snot, my Kleenex. Right? I feel very strongly about that.
Yeah, okay.
I always have. But who makes the rules? Like, who makes the laws?
Obviously, these were made a very long time ago.
Yeah, I guess so, hey?
About color purple and driving in reverse and right. Not driving a black car on Sunday. So maybe is that superstition?
Maybe it's superstition, maybe. Maybe it's more that's maybe where it started.
Oh my God, don't make laws based on superstition. That's horrible.
Right, exactly. That's really bad.
You can't own a black cat.
Right. Like you can't step on a crack on the sidewalk because you're going to break your mother's back.
Like that's horrible.
Yeah, that's not cool, hey?
Cuz these all sound very superstition-y.
They do sound superstition-y, right? Very superstition-y. Right? Why didn't Stevie Wonder write that song?
Writing on the wall.
Right. Very superstition-y. Right? Na 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 na. Right? Might have even been a bigger hit for him.
It might have been, yeah.
Who knows? Here's something.
Oh my God.
I am going to let the world in on, okay? Uh-huh. They don't know this about you, Samantha. Uh-huh. The world does not know. This is what I'm going to start it with. Move over, Chef Boyardee. Samantha, also known as Chef Air Fryer, is in charge now. You have totally let air frying go to your head.
It's easy.
Yeah, I know. And now you think you're like the queen of air frying.
No, I don't. Where'd you yes, get you that
do.
From?
Yes, you do. You're like, and I do salmon, and I do blah, 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 and I do blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
I've
I know.
I've done salmon.
Right?
I've done sausages. I've done french fries. I've done potatoes.
But you kind of, I thought you poo-pooed the recipe I just sent you.
I didn't poo-poo it.
Are you going to do it?
Maybe.
It looks easy.
It does.
Looks up your alley.
It does.
Chef air fryer.
Okay.
Right?
I don't proclaim to be a chef of the air fryer, but I am figuring it out.
You feel that it's like your best investment in like the last decade.
I'm surprised I bought an appliance. Let's just put it that way.
Right. And I'm surprised that you're still using it. Right? And that you're not just using it for like pub food like what we do. We do French fries on Sunday afternoon. Right? French fry lunch.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not very adventurous in ours.
You should try more things in your air fryer. It's very handy.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm curious maybe to try that the one. So friends of the podcast, this recipe that I sent to Chef Air Fryer here was you take two, you cut a bagel in half, and then you put some cheese on the bottom of your air fryer. It's parchment paper, cheese, cut the bagel in half, put an egg, crack an egg in the bagel. So it's like eggs in the nest, but in a bagel.
With more cheese on top.
With more cheese on top.
It looked really good.
Yeah, it did. It was on the TikTok.
It was on the TikTok. So, of course, yeah. It's got to be good if it's on the TikTok.
It's got to be perfect if it's on the TikTok, right?
Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll let you know what else I dilly-dally all right. with in the air
Take
fryer.
Take some pictures. Let's see this salmon.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Let's see this salmon, Samantha.
I've done it like several times already.
Oh, you love salmon.
Yes. Sausages are super easy.
I didn't like sausages so much in it. It's a preference. I'm allowed.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying more.
Okay, so apparently we're on a food kick, because what is one food item that you can't live without?
Oh, okay, like one I can't live without. Hot dogs. I love hot dogs so much.
I know.
I can't live without hot dogs.
I know.
What about you?
I probably would have to say I would be hard pressed to give up potatoes.
Yeah, because you like potatoes.
I would keep them.
You keep potatoes forever? Mm-hmm. I would keep hot dogs forever. Forever and ever.
Are you allowed to eat those?
Well, probably not really, no, right? But I made an adult decision to not give them up. So I own that. I own that. So when my day comes and I meet my maker, I'm hoping that they're going to have a hot dog in their hand saying, this is what you came here for. I'd be like, yes, please. Thank you. Okay. But here's something that we can do when we're up at the lake. Okay.
Okay.
Again, it's food related. Sorry. I just saw it today. Somebody posted on the TikTok a s'mores charcuterie board.
Okay.
But it's not just s'mores. It had other cookies. There was like an Oreo cookie, and then you could dip it in a batter.
Oh, okay.
Over the fire, and it cooks.
How do you cook an Oreo over the fire that's
dipped
in batter?
I don't know. That's what was on the charcuterie board.
Oh, God.
Right?
I will do the croissant s'more that I saw.
I don't know that s'more.
It's a croissant. You slice it open. You stick in the marshmallow and the chocolate. Uh-huh. And then you bake it so it gets all smooshy.
I will not do that one.
Break it apart and then it's all gooey.
I won't do that. That sounds like an abuse of the croissant.
It is not.
It sounds like a bad way to use a croissant.
It sounds like a chocolate croissant that has marshmallow in it.
Doesn't sound good to me.
I'm sorry. It sounds delightful.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. We can't do that because we didn't buy the croissants because the expiry date was no good. So sorry.
Oh my God.
There's no croissants.
And we're back.
And we're back. Just like that. We're back. Nope. So you don't get that snack. Sorry.
I'm not making a s'more charcuterie.
You're not going to?
I'm not making batter for anything.
It's not, you can leave the batter out. It's just showing that you can do other cookies. It doesn't have to just be the Graham.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to like you right now, this trip, as much as I haven't liked you in other trips.
I am chock full of opinion.
Totally, right? Remember, it's a comedy podcast. Right? You know what, friends of the podcast, sometimes we just got to pick each other's ass.
Sometimes we do, and I think that makes people laugh. So.
Probably. Hopefully it does, right? Because it kind of makes us laugh.
Okay, so Lisa, did you watch Miss Universe and the Miss
Absolutely
Teen and the Miss, like every pageant known to
man? Yeah, my mom was like, my mom was a pageant mom, right? She liked those shows.
Oh.
70s moms like that shit.
Yes, they did.
Right, with their smoke and their tab and their chair and Miss Universe on TV. That was like, yeah, that was like a Tuesday night special or something, yeah, right?
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. But do you think that scarred us as children? Like young women?
No. I did not grow up ever. No, it didn't scare me. There was no misconception in our house. We did not ever grow up thinking we were going to be like that.
You didn't think you'd grow up to be a pageant girl?
No, nope. That was never, that message never ever came through to us. Remember my mom's expectations? Graduate high school, wear a bra in public. Right? So I don't think pageant expectations were part of it.
No, I suppose not, hey?
Right?
Yeah.
You know, she didn't have hopes and dreams like that for her girls.
Oh my God.
Right? Did your mom watch the pageants?
Yeah, I think she did. I think we probably watched them, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, I mean, them parading around in their bathing suits and then they did like a talent. Watching the talent was really weird.
Right. Yeah. Like some of them played, like they do different things, right? I forgot there was the talent part of it. Yeah.
And I loved it when they asked them questions too. And it's like, oh, that made me, that made me cringe a little. I don't know why.
Even cringing? Back then you knew, oh, I don't know if these girls know this answer, right? That's kind of funny. Do you know, okay, speaking of like how that's beauty, do you know, here's the opposite of beauty. California has the ugly dog contest.
Oh.
And Scooter won this year. Scooter is one messed up looking dog. He ugly.
What kind of dog is he?
He's like a Chinese, weird Pomeranian Chinese dog. His back legs, he was born with his back legs on backwards.
Oh my.
He's got like he's perfectly fine, but he's got like a messed up face.
Oh.
Yeah, he's ugly. He is fugly.
The beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
I guess so. But Scooter won the prize.
Aw, that's good for Scooter.
So all, you know what? What I think they should do is not call it the ugly dog contest, because Scooter already knows he's messed up. Scooter knows.
Do you think so? Do you think Scooter knows?
Yeah. I think he knows his legs are on backwards, right? When he goes to like scratch himself, it's not quite what he probably thinks it should be. Right? So don't call it an ugly dog contest. Just call it like a dog contest or something. And then Scooter doesn't have to worry about feeling ugly. It's just Scooter. Scooter won the contest.
Why are we shaming a dog?
Right? He knows he's messed up. He knows. Right? It's like Muffin, right? When my mom had Muffin, little Muffin. Muffin used to know when Muffin put on, my mom would put on this bright yellow neon little coat for Muffin. And you would say to Muffin, Muffin, I like your coat. And she would growl at you. She knew she looked ridiculous. It's a horrible color. You're a white poodle in a bright yellow jacket, Muffin. You look dumb. Right? How's Muffin's coat today? Right? Muffin just growl at you. She kind of snarl, like show her teeth a little bit. Yeah. You'd be like, enjoy your coat.
Yeah, enjoy your coat.
You wanted to go for a car ride that badly. Hey, Muffin, guess what? You're getting your ugly coat on. And Muffin knew that she was looking like horrible. So yes. Scooter knows.
All right. Okay. All right.
Just saying. I feel bad for Scooter.
Hey, right? He won. So that's better. I mean, that's, you know. Like,
that's the win right there, right? Scooter won. Scooter won that contest. He was the best looking ugly dog in all of California.
The best looking ugly dog.
The best looking ugly dog in all of California, right? Yes.
Oh my God. Right? That's one way to put it.
It totally is.
Well, you know, Lisa, it's that time when I'm going to ask people to give us their feedback. And that would be great if you guys did send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. And you might just find it being mentioned during our episode. And also just a heads up, guys, we got socials. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, and we have TikTok. And, you know, our TikToks are pretty, they're getting pretty good. So go check that out.
Yeah. We're doing well.
For any of our socials, all you have to do is type in, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are. You will find us.
Boom, there we are. Boom, there we are.
Go in, follow, subscribe, do your
thing. Whole bit, right?
We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that you can get I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is threadless.com. ishakemyhead.threadless.com. Yes. We want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast. It always sounds great week to week. And he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Best kept secret, friends. Best kept secret right there. I still love that little phrase. Uh-huh. Samantha, this is what I want. You know what I want? I want from our friends of the podcast this week. I want somebody to email us to let us know what they thought of this week's show.
Oh, that would be great.
Right? I want people to tell us how they think we're doing. Is there something we could be doing better? Is there something that we're missing? I want the feedback. I think we're at the feedback stage, right?
Maybe
give us a review.
Oh, right? There you go.
Right? Maybe give us a review. You know what we want, friends of the podcast? We want to grow our podcast so we can be everywhere and we can entertain everybody. And maybe we're going to come and visit you. We don't know.
We want
you to help us get to know more people. So share us with everybody and just let them know that, you know what, if you just need a little bit of silliness, because that's all it is. It's just some silliness, random silly shit. Uh-huh. Right? We're your girls.
Yep.
We're your girls. You want to hear two best friends fight for an hour and a half? We're your girls. We are your girls.
We are. We've been friends for so long that we just throw shit at each other.
Yeah, right. I think we're going to look at separating. We might have to. Maybe we're going to have some we'll wait till after our holiday, right? But maybe we'll have a separation or something. I don't know. It's like an old penny, right? We still just go back.
Yes. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Samantha, anything else for this week?
No, I'm good.
All right, everybody. I hope you have a fantastic week and stay safe and just enjoy and keep laughing.
Have a great July long weekend.
Absolutely. Samantha, always a pleasure.
And should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.